Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 18th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I don't know if you guys heard this story or not, but kind of interesting only because we know the governor's mansion there on Mackinac Island. A man was caught scaling the bluff outside of the governor's Mackinac Island residence, was detained back in August, escorted off the island, but was not arrested, according to the Michigan State Police report. The detainment came after a report of a man attempting to breach the governor's property through a restricted area. This individual's actions are taken extremely seriously given the recent plot to kidnap and kill her. Complete lie. Fake. Absolutely fake plot. I can't believe these people were actually even charged and found guilty of a crime. And considering the ongoing threats to the governors in other states, said Joanne Hulls, spokesperson, chief of staff for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The governor is grateful for the Michigan State Police vigilance and quick response during the incident, and acts or threats of violence or intimidation against elected officials have no place in Michigan or this country. The man's intent was not clear. However, it is believed he knew he was climbing outside of the governor's residence. Spokesperson for the Michigan State Police said a full investigation was conducted to determine the individual's intention and threat level. Their investigation, she noted, was closed. Based on our investigation, no arrest was made. Michigan State spokesperson, police spokesperson Banner did not release any additional details. Since we don't publicly discuss the governor's security, I have no further information to share other than to say we take her security very seriously. So, didn't even know that happened back in August. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and other Democrat secretaries of state who started what they thought was going to be a strategy, a tactic to keep Donald Trump off the ballot here in the state of Michigan and their states. Well, former President Donald Trump's Michigan lawyers say that the secretary of states cannot keep their client off of the 2024 presidential election ballot since he did not engage or participate in the January 6, 2021 insurrection. David Coleman, Stephen Coleman of the Coleman Legal Group, on Monday filed a motion indicating Trump wants to intervene in Robert LeBrant's and Robert Davis's separate court of claims lawsuits against the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. President Trump seeks to uphold his constitutional right to have his name placed on the Michigan presidential primary and general election ballots for next year, 2024's election. The court filing reads, noting that not allowing Trump to intervene could deprive him of his rights to file motions or appeals. Judge James Robert Redford will hear the cases together. LeBrant is an attorney with a specialty in election law. is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit that alleges Trump engaged in insurrection or rebellion when he directed the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Davis's filed a similar suit in September that also seeks a judgment that Benson cannot enforce the public act changing the date of the 2024 presidential primary from March 12th to February 27th. David Coleman said that this request is manifestly inappropriate. Both the federal constitution and Michigan law place the resolution of this non-justifiable political question where it belongs. The democratic process is either in the hands of Congress or the hands of the people. Trump's lawyers, including those with the Massachusetts-based Free Speech for People and Dillon Law Group out in California, argue the case should be tossed because no court nor Congress has held that Donald Trump himself was actually engaged in any part of the insurrection. If the court were to declare such, it would prevent Congress from fulfilling its constitutional obligations when a non-qualified candidate is elected. Trump's lawyers also argue the plaintiffs lack standing and that the 14th Amendment is not self-executing, stating that nothing has occurred to disqualify Trump from being on the ballot. Even if that was true, the attorneys argue the plaintiffs still would not succeed on the merits of the case. Coleman's filing reads, the plaintiffs have no evidence that President Trump intended or supported any violent or unlawful activity seeking to overthrow the government of the United States, either on January 6, 2021, or at any other time. Well, I don't know if you heard at the news, it broke yesterday afternoon. I got it roughly about 2 o'clock. That former gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly was sentenced to 60 days in a federal penitentiary prison by a Washington, D.C. judge. He will be taken from his family, his children, his business, and locked up in a federal prison for 2 months. I don't know if the sentencing is appealable or not, but he pled guilty, which I don't think he should have done, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. 60 days in prison and a $5,000 fine. Again, if I was he, there was no way I was going to accept any plea deal. Well, one of the other stories coming out, and I'm trying to connect the dots here, trying to see if these two overlap. There's been another lawsuit filed. Nope, this does not connect to this one. But I don't know where Benson and these other Democrat Secretary of States thought that they could keep Donald Trump off the ballot. Announced candidate, not found guilty of anything. They are absolutely not, without a doubt, in any way, shape, or form, doing what is constitutional or right. I don't believe they have a chance in heck of doing this. One of the things I think we're looking at here is the fact that these people have Trump derangement syndrome so badly that they will try to do anything they can to keep him from getting reelected. That's how much they hate him. That's how much they fear him. That's how much they do not want him to be the Republican candidate running against Biden or whoever the Democrats end up putting forward to run for next year's presidential election. Another story I'm following, Right to Life of Michigan, hoping to stop abortion regulations, stripping bills with Democrat opponents. Yesterday, the Senate's House and Human Services Committee approved the Reproductive Health Act package of bills, Senate Bill 474, 75, 76, 77, and Senate Bill 593. It was strictly a party line vote, 8-3. Altogether, the legislation would eliminate requirements for procedural abortion clinics to be licensed as freestanding surgical outpatient facilities. They would lift detailed reporting mandates that an abortion provider must fulfill to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and remove the obligatory information a patient must receive 24 hours before an abortion. They were obligated, folks, to not only provide them with an ultrasound of the baby in the womb, but also explain other options, adoption, other options for the mother to consider with a 24-hour waiting period. This was all passed and put into law by the Republicans and signed by then Governor Rick Snyder. Additionally, the legislation would permit higher education institutions, community colleges and universities, to offer abortion service referrals through pregnant and parenting student services. Senate Bill 593, the most recent bill to be discussed by the Senate, also undoes the 2013 statute requiring abortion coverage from a private insurer must be purchased through an optional rider. Well, what does Democrat State Representative Karen Winsett have to say about this? Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I just got a couple more text messages. People wanted me to send them the link to our travel trailer. We're going to take it over to Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord tomorrow. It's going to get winterized and stored there on their site. It'll have a for sale sign with our phone number on it. If you're interested, you can have the salespeople show you the unit. And then give me a call. We can talk. And I can even deliver the unit to your home. And when I get there, I can show you how to set it up, how to put the jacks down, how to block it up, how to do everything, hook up the water. Nice thing about this one is a 30-amp electric service, so you can actually plug it in to an outlet in your garage or front porch. It has an adapter for a 110 hookup. So if you're interested, you can give me a call or a text. You can go see it over at Northern Michigan RV there in Gaylord. It'll be winterized, ready for storage, or ready to be hauled down south this winter if you're going to go to Florida or whatever. Great, absolutely great trailer. Vicki and I loved it and used it last summer for our trip out west, and that's it. We've got the hoses, the water lines, we've got the electric, we got sewer, we've got everything. Water filter, brand new memory foam bed, queen size. Just give me a text trailer and I'll send you the video link to it. One thing that we want you to know about is this crash course workshop training coming up in Gaylord Saturday, December 2nd. Going to be from 10 a.m. to 12:30. It is going to be on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. If you want the link to that, just text me event. You'll register online. You'll go to the website acconservatives.org, read the post, follow the instructions, and as long as you're not on a firewall or an Apple iPhone. Sometimes iPhones don't like our PayPal account, not your PayPal account, but our PayPal account. People are having problems. You got to do it from a computer. For some reason, the newer iPhones don't like that donation button. But you donate online, you get your tickets by donating $35. That includes the book, the reference guide, and a copy of the Michigan State Constitution. So greatly appreciate you guys being a part of that. I paid for the training to be certified as an instructor. The book is included. The laminated reference guide is included, as well as the Michigan State Constitution. Come and find out exactly how public meetings must be ran using Robert's Rules of Order. how you can call out chairmen when they're not following Robert's Rules of Order. And actually, you can shut their meetings down. Once you're armed with this information, you have this book, you have this reference guide, you'll carry it with you to every single public meeting you go to from now on. So again, it's going to be at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord, Saturday, December 2nd, 10 a.m. to 12:30. It will be a crash course. You got to make sure you drink your coffee or have some Red Bull before you come, and bring a pen. Because we'll give you the book, we'll give you the guide, and we'll give you the Michigan State Constitution. That, of course, is being given to us, donated by State Representative Neil Friske. He's getting us the Michigan State Constitutions. We appreciate him doing that for us. And I got confirmation from State Representative Josh Shriver. He represents the 66th House District. That is northern Macomb County from Shelby Township north up to Romeo, and then west, the eastern three townships in Oakland County. I believe it's Addison, Brandon, and Oakland townships. Well, he's going to be on the show tomorrow from 10 to 10:30. He'll be on in our second hour. So we're excited to have him on, hear what he has to say, and get his perspective from southeastern Michigan. What is his constituents saying to him? How does he feel about the Democrats ending the legislative session early? And now there's rumors, folks, that if these two Democrat state representatives win their mayoral races in Warren and Westland, well, they may not even go back in the session until April of next year. They'll wait for the special elections to fill those two seats. The Democrats don't even want to be in Lansing with a 54-54 tie. Why? Because they don't want to work with the Republicans. They'd rather stay home and out of session than trying to govern with a divided House. They want to be in control. They want the majority. And they're not willing to work with the Republicans at all. So we'll hear all that tomorrow show on Thursday with Josh Shriver, state representative from the 66th House District. These Democrats never fail to absolutely amaze and astonish me. And 90 days after they're out of legislative session, if it ends up being November 7th, for example, they don't show up, we're looking at December, January, February 7th. All these laws will then take effect, including the moving up of our presidential primary to February 27th. Christina Caramo from the Michigan GOP on in the next half hour. I'm Chuck Harandy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistol